Hello, church family. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Chad Tanag. I'm currently a junior at Hawaii Mission Academy. I come before you today to publicly announce my decision to follow Jesus Christ. As a child, I used to think that baptism was reserved for those who were near-perfect Christians. In my eyes, I couldn't become baptized until I was sure that I wouldn't sin anymore. Of course, this isn't the case anymore. Nobody is sinless in this world. Everyone makes their mistakes and everyone sins. God still loves us. It took me 16 years to realize this, and now I'm ready to accept Him into my life. When we first moved here from Japan, my mom told my brother and me that she would be enrolling us into a small Seventh-day Adventist private school. Coming from a public school, we didn't welcome the idea so warmly. We didn't want to wear tacky uniforms and eat those creepy vegetarian meals every day. I imagined all of the students at HMEI were all goody-goodies. Boy, was I wrong. In the couple of years, I found myself asking, is this how Christians act around here? At HMEI, I was hated, an outsider, a loner, a nerd, a loser, a goody-goody, and a mama's boy. I sunk into a state of depression, and it seemed like God was my only friend. And I got permission from Chad to say this. You've heard that hospitals are for sick people and churches are for sinners. Well, schools are for a few naughty Christians also. By the eighth grade, I made a gradual decision that changed my life. I lowered my own expectations, standards, and discarded a few of my personal beliefs. My grades started dropping, and I stopped caring about my performance in school just so I could get people to actually like me. I especially hated being called a mama's boy. So I sought to rely on myself instead of my mother. I started to replace God with my new friends, and I found myself slowly slipping away from Him. I stopped praying, reading the Bible on my own time, and having private devotion. Time with God was an inconvenience then. This year has been a year of change for me. I met someone whose name shall remain anonymous because I forgot to ask if it was okay to mention, who was always happy, smiling, humble, and kind. I found myself wanting this never-ending happiness, but I couldn't figure out how to obtain it. As I got to know her, I finally realized what it was. She loved Jesus. Can simply loving Jesus really make a person that happy? Well, whatever it was, I wanted it. I wanted to be happy. At teen prayer conference, I figured I wasn't going to get any spiritual blessing just like the past 2 years I was there. I only went there to hang out with my friends for a weekend. In this one instance, after the night's worship, we had an anointment ceremony. We gathered into groups and all said a prayer to God as a camp leader went through the group and anointed each one of us. I looked to my left and saw one of my friends crying. Why is he crying? We're not supposed to cry. What a dork, I thought to myself. When it came to my turn to be anointed, I was suddenly filled with guilt and shame. My prayer to God was simple. Thank you for everything. After I was anointed and the ceremony was finished, I began to break down and cry. What are you doing, Chad? Stop crying. I couldn't stop. My head was hung low and tears dropped to the floor. Suddenly, I found myself surrounded by my friends, and one of the camp leaders let out a prayer for me. As soon as the prayer began, I felt my heavy heart lifting. As I smiled a crooked smile, an inner peace filled me, and I was happy. Ever since then, I wanted more of this peace and happiness. If loving Jesus can truly give me that, then I want to love Him. I'm still striving to be a better person, and with God's help, I believe that I can. I'm ready to stand with Him to the ends of the earth and wait for His return. When Jesus comes back, I will be happy for eternity. At this time, I would like to express my thanks to those who are involved in my life. God, of course, comes first. I thank Him for giving me happiness. To my parents, thank you for not giving up on me. To my friends, thank you for being there for me. To the ones who influenced me most, I thank Thee. To my church family, thanks for keeping me here. Now, I would like to ask you the same question that helped change my life. Are you happy? I am now.